You're listening to SBS News.
Millions of vaccinations have already been administered globally, but vaccine distribution is far from equal. For 2 months, the US-based Duke University Global Health Innovation Center has been tracking and publishing the purchase of vaccines relative to where the disease burden is and the income level of the countries. Its research shows of the more than 7 billion doses bought worldwide, more than 4 billion have been snapped up by high-income countries, whereas low-income nations have secured just 270 million. The global initiative known as COVAX, which will distribute free vaccines to poorer countries to cover 20% of their population, has purchased just over 1 billion. Krishna Udaikumar from the GHIC told SBS News, in other words, rich countries, which account for around 14% of the world's population, have secured more than half of the most promising vaccines.
All the data would show you that equitable distribution of vaccines line up with best results from a health, economic, and humanitarian perspectives, but it really goes against what many countries are starting to do and what their populations are demanding, which is trying to get as many vaccines for themselves as quickly as possible.
Canada has ordered the most vaccines relative to its population, enough to jab each Canadian 5 times. New Zealand has ordered enough to vaccinate its people 3 times, but it plans to give free doses to neighbouring Pacific Island nations. The US will have enough doses to vaccinate their population twice over. Australia has enough to give citizens at least 4 doses each. Meanwhile, the African Union has ordered less than half of what's needed to reach herd immunity, and Latin American countries, not including Brazil, only have enough to cover 1 jab each for less than half their people. Global health researcher Michael Head says it's not surprising.
At the minute, of course, demand has greatly outstripped supply. So in a scenario like that, you generally will find the most powerful and richest countries getting to the front of the queue quickest. In order to get vaccinations to places like sub-Saharan Africa, it will require multi-country cooperations, which will probably be in limited supply right now, particularly as most of these most powerful countries do have high burdens of COVID-19 themselves.
In addition, vaccines aren't going to countries where the infection rate is highest. For example, Japan, Australia and Canada have reserved more than 1 billion doses, but the 3 countries combined account for less than 1% of all current COVID-19 cases. Mr. Udaikumar says that'll lengthen the duration of the pandemic more than it needs to be.
It does look like low and middle income countries are going to be waiting 2, 3, 4 years to populate, to reach herd immunity through a vaccination. We're hoping to, of course, make that a bit more accelerated by ensuring that there is more sharing of vaccines, but also by ramping up manufacturing.
He predicts the next test of global equity to emerge is how quickly richer nations will donate excess doses to poorer nations.
Norway is the only country that has come out and said that they will donate doses in parallel to vaccinating their own population. So the question becomes, are high-income countries willing to donate to make sure that frontline health workers and vulnerable populations in low and middle income countries actually get access to vaccines before low-risk population like healthy young adults in their own countries do?
While vaccine nationalism appears to be gaining traction around the world, Mr. Udaikumar says it's in the interest of every person that vaccine globalism becomes the priority.
What we're already starting to see with new variants is that they may be less susceptible to our current vaccines. So to the extent the virus continues anywhere in the world, that it really poses a threat for all of us, even those that have been vaccinated. And our hope is that by pointing this out as quickly and as repeatedly as we can create more of a semblance of a clear global and coordinated response before we start to see things that look like the Wild West of vaccines.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Catalina Flores, SBS News.